Becoming a United States citizen is complicated. Immigrants are often faced with many choices in an unpredictable process that can take years, even decades. In Sioux City, an immigration services nonprofit recently tried to replicate these challenges by simulating what the citizenship process is like. Iowa Public Radio's Katie Pikus reports.
On a normal day, Tori Albright works as a world language coordinator in Sioux City. But today...
I'm Jose Fuentes. I'm son of Myra Fuentes, and I'm 22 years old.
Jose is a U.S. citizen. His mother, Myra, played by Albright's colleague Jen Gomez, is an undocumented immigrant from Guatemala who is pursuing legal status. She cannot speak English, so Albright, as Jose, does all the talking at the U.S. Embassy in Guatemala. They're told Myra needs to stay in the country.
We stayed here. Okay.
And then after that, you could go and stuff.
Awesome. Okay, that's it? We just sit for 10 years?
Yes.
10 years is about 30 minutes in the simulation. They have 1 hour, or 20 years, to become citizens. So Myra and Jose are anxious. Jen Gomez thinks about how Myra must feel.
It's frustrating and actually kind of scary because I haven't been in this country back in Guatemala since 1994. And now I have to come back and spend 10 years here and I don't have any ties here anymore.
They wonder if they should have pursued a different path, stay in the U.S. undocumented or buy a fake green card.
And all I'm sitting here thinking is, did we make the right choice?
After 10 years, they go back for a green card, which for most immigrants is needed before they can even apply to become a U.S. citizen. This time, they're told something they didn't know before.
In order to go apply for a green card, she has to receive visa first. So does she have a visa?
No.
They pay for a visa, but are told to wait 4 to 5 months before they can actually receive it. The simulation finishes before Myra can even get her green card. Only 6 of the 30 participants succeeded in becoming U.S. citizens. They swear their allegiance to the country.
Without any mental reservation.
For purpose of evasion.
For purpose of evasion.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, you are now American citizen.
Michael Nguyen is one of 6 who achieved citizenship in the simulation. But in real life, that's something he's still working towards. The Canadian-born physician wanted to pursue his career in the United States. He has a green card and believes he's met the criteria to apply for citizenship. But even for a well-educated, skilled worker who speaks English, it's not easy.
Because you can make choices that seem easy at the time for the application purposes that 2 or 3 years down the road really curtail your ability to do what you want or need to do.
Nguyen says even the legal path to citizenship is opaque, unfair. He feels the government system is fractured, people don't communicate, and the simulation showed that.
I found it very frustrating to talk to someone who told me I have to go talk to someone else in a different department.
The Mary J. Trelia Community House holds the simulation to help people understand the challenges in becoming a U.S. citizen. Executive Director Amy Chabra says parts of it may feel like a game, but there are moments that are very real.
There's one part of the simulation where there's a person who is not licensed to practice law who makes some mistakes in paperwork. People laugh and, you know, I think you sit there and realize, you know, this stuff happens in real life every day and it really isn't funny.
For Gomez, who played undocumented mother Myra, the experience was eye-opening. In real life, she works with a lot of families whose native language is not English. Some may be undocumented. Gomez says as a result of the simulation, she's learned a lot about what it's like to be in an immigrant's shoes. In Sioux City, I'm Katie Pikus, Iowa Public Radio News.